Developing Listening Skills. Listening, a Documentary. A. Page 86. Your amazing brain. You carry around a 3-pound organ in your head that controls everything you will ever do. It enables you to think, learn, create, and feel emotions, and controls every breath and heartbeat. This fantastic control center is your brain. It is so amazing that a famous scientist once called it the most complex thing we have yet discovered in our universe. Your brain works faster than a supercomputer. Imagine your cat is on your kitchen counter. She's about to step onto a hot stove. You have only seconds to respond. By using the signals coming from your eyes, your brain quickly calculates when, where, and how quickly you will need to move to stop your cat from stepping on the stove. Your brain then tells your muscles what to do. You run across the kitchen and pick your cat up, and she's safe. No computer can come close to your brain's ability to receive, process, and respond to the enormous amount of information coming from your eyes, ears, and other sensory organs. The brain is also an amazingly powerful organ. It generates enough electricity to power a light bulb. Your brain contains about 100 billion microscopic cells called neurons. So many, it would take you over 3,000 years to count them all. Whenever you dream, laugh, think, see, or move, it's because tiny chemical and electrical signals are moving at high speed between these neurons along billions of tiny neuron highways. The activity in your brain never stops. Thousands and thousands of messages are sent around inside your brain every second. Your neurons create and send more messages than all the phones in the entire world. And while a single neuron generates only a tiny amount of electricity, all your neurons together can generate enough electricity to power a light bulb. Your neurons are not only able to send lots of messages, they are able to send them very quickly. Neurons send information to your brain at more than 150 miles per hour. For example, imagine that a bee lands on your bare foot. Sensory neurons in your skin send this information to your spinal cord and brain at a speed of more than 150 miles per hour. Your brain then uses motor neurons to transmit or send the message back through your spinal cord, telling your foot to shake the bee off quickly. Motor neurons can transmit this information at more than 200 miles per hour. What about learning? We know that learning increases knowledge, but studies show that when you learn, you actually change the structure of your brain. For example, an activity like riding a bike seems impossible at first, but soon you master it. But how do you do this? As you practice, your brain sends bike riding messages along certain pathways of neurons over and over, forming new connections. In fact, the structure of your brain changes every time you learn, as well as whenever you have a new thought or memory. Exercise also has an impact on your brain. Research shows that exercise actually helps make you smarter. It is well known that any exercise that makes your heart beat faster, such as jogging or playing soccer, is good for your body and can even help improve your mood. But scientists have recently learned that for a period of time after you've exercised, your body produces a chemical that makes it easier for your brain to learn. So the next time you're stuck trying to solve a homework problem, go out for a bike ride or go jogging, then try the problem again. You just might discover that you're able to solve it.